5 states currently use vote by mail, while others are looking into how they can expand their systems to allow for such a process to protect people from the COVID virus come this fall. Washington gradually ramped up its vote by mail system beginning in 1993 when permanent absentee ballots became available. The legislature gave counties the right to go all vote by mail in 2005, and all counties took the option by 2010. Kim Wyman says initially it took some time to build up capacity to be able to count ballots over a week-long period and institute security measures like being able to digitally compare voter signatures on ballots to those on file.
The biggest one is the reconciliation of the ballots, being able to account for every single ballot that's returned, and at the end of the election certification period, being able to say, 100,000 ballots came back, 95,000 ballots were counted, and the 5,000 ballots that weren't counted were rejected for these specific reasons.
But the future of the U.S. Postal Service also is uncertain, as emergency funding is needed to keep that operation viable. Wyman says contingency plans for how to deal with just that issue have been on the table for some time.
We do have continuity of operation plans for the worst case scenario if the post office for some reason was not able to provide us the service, and it would probably involve some of the other carriers like UPS, but hopefully we won't have to enact any of those continuity of operation plans at all.
Wyman says many states will have to boost their capacity from being able to handle 3% of their ballots as absentee to handling 30% or more to ensure safety for those worried about going to the polls in November. She says for Washington and other states, another issue is the fact many election workers who process absentee ballots or work the polling places are in the 65 and older age group who are most threatened by the virus. She says that could reduce the available workforce by half to two-thirds by Election Day. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.